My name is David James. I'm 83 and I was born in London. Perhaps I should explain. In 1926, the Pembroke Dockyard closed, and there was a tremendous impact on Pembroke Dock because many, many men lost their jobs. Father went to London, he married mother, I was born, and then in the dreadful blitz of 1940, our house was blown to bits by the little man with a small moustache. Dad said, oh dear. Mother was very strong. She said, we're all alive. None of us are injured. We haven't got a house. So Dad said, right, we will go back to our ancestral home in Pembrokeshire. Because after all, our ancestral home, if you like, in Pembrokeshire, we've lived here for 300 years. So I'm nearly local. Well, Pembroke Dock, where we initially intended to live, the day before we got back, that house was bombed. So we had a bit of a rough time, but we ended up living in a little farm in Cosheston, the village where I now live. And then just before the end of the war, in 1944, I think, we moved into Pembroke Dock when I was about 6. We lived in the middle of a terrace. None of us had any money, so we never locked the front door. But we had a happy life, you know. I used to play with all the other kids in the street. And our big adventure was to have a den. But the den was in a bombed house at the bottom of our garden. Because at Pembroke Dock at the time, there were bombed houses all over the place, you know. Our house was just up the road from the beach. Well, a beach in a kind term, because it was a muddy estuary, you know. So I was forever down there getting dirty and playing about and looking for crabs and things that small boys do, you know.